Welcome to Exfabula, Story, Stage, You. Exfabula's mission is to bring the Milwaukee community together through live storytellers telling true, personal stories based on chosen themes. This story was recorded live on January 19th at our last event held at the Hi-Hat Garage. The theme, Busted. The storyteller, WMSC's very own and the event's audience chosen champion, Tom Crawford.
Let's bring up our last solo, Tom Crawford.
Hello, everyone. It's 1967. I am in the second grade at Milwaukee Public School System. And they used to have the system to where it was called 2A and 2B. You started off in 2B and you went into 2A. Sometimes you had the same teacher, sometimes you didn't. I had a teacher in the 2B class, her name was Miss Sandin, and she was the epitome of corporal punishment. She was able to enact every possible and every concept, any kind of urban legend you had about what a teacher would do to you, she basically did. It was the stick out your tongue and hit you in the lower jaw. And she had kind of this ferret face with her head pulled back, and she had those sort of, what would you say, dirty coffee stir teeth, and she kind of chattered like she was sort of like she was like a Katharine Hepburn, and she'd done quiet, and everyone would you would literally just come to a standstill. My brother had had her 2 years prior, and my parents looked at this as a rite of passage. And if you survived Miss Sandin's class, you survived everything. And it was literally, she walked around with a yardstick and a ruler, and it basically was like a sword and a knife. You got the knuckles, you got it across the knuckles. You got your gum on your nose, and you basically got homework, and the homework was, it was a homework and a punishment. And you know what a punishment was? A punishment was basically writing 100 times, I will not talk out loud. And my parents were kind of glad to see this. And I made it through this class. And when it came time for us to go into the other grade, into 2A, I was told that I was going to have a teacher by the name of Mrs. Dwyer. And Mrs. Dwyer, my one little friend, his name was Mikey. He was from Brooklyn, and he had this kind of accent. He said, Mrs. Dwyer, she's a monster. She's a total monster. Everyone else got this teacher, Mrs. Goodnature. Her name was Mrs. Goodnature. Honestly, she had this name. It was like a Puritan name, like she was a Quaker or something from the East Coast. She looked like Lily Tomlin with her hair pulled back way too far and these big, huge eyes. And I was like, why the f*** didn't I get Mrs. Goodnature? I'm going to end up with Mrs. Dwyer, and she's a monster, a real monster. And I'm like 7 years old. And I'm like, I came home and told my mother, I said, I am not going to Mrs. Dwyer's class. No way. I'm not doing it. And my mother said, you're going to go to her class. And I freaked out. I'm like, I'm not going to go to the monster's class. What am I going to do? I put a plan of action into place. I decided that I would not go to school. And my mother walked me to school one morning. And I knew how to tell time because I had this little silver Timex with this gray vinyl band. And I would tell people, that's real elephant hide. Take a look at that. As any 7-year-old would, right? And so I decided, I'm not going to do this. My father was a bartender. And he would take his change at night and he would put it on the dresser. And it was a cup filled with quarters. And I realized, it's a never-giving system of money. He just puts the money in. I take the money out. I put it in my pocket. I don't have to go to school because I can tell time. I'm 7 years old. So I decided 8:30 in the morning, as my mother walks me to school, I turn and just walk away. I walk up Lisbon. I lived on 27th and Lisbon. So I'm up on Lisbon Avenue. And what do I decide to do? I've got like from 8:30 to 3:30, and it is a party. And I am 7, and I got the city to myself. And I can go to places that I couldn't go before. Parents would say, don't go below the bridge on 29th Street. I went below the bridge. Stay out of the cinder boxes. I built a fort in a cinder box. I went to McDonald's every single day. I bought a cheeseburger and a small orange. And if you know that McDonald's orange, you know what that stuff is. It's high C. It doesn't have any effervescence. It's shit that looks orange, doesn't taste orange, but it's magic when you're washing down a cheeseburger and you're 7 and you're not in school. Okay, I'll tell you that right now. And I used to go to this place called Chet's Variety. It was on Lisbon. Yes, you remember, a fan. It was a magic store, storefront magic. Like, hey, here's a piece of gum, Jim. Oh, shit, that's garlic. You're a bad man. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I would buy comic books. I could buy 3 comic books. It was a comic book sandwich. They would tear the covers off of 2 comics and stick a real shitty one in the middle. It's usually like Casper the Friendly Ghost or something like that. But I didn't care. Every day, I boozed school for 3 whole days at the age of 7 because I could tell time. And I would come home and tell my mother these elaborate stories of, oh, yes, Mrs. Dwyer, she's the most amazing teacher in the whole world. My God, we can do our homework while she's teaching us. That's why I don't bring anything home. And I was able to take the bus downtown because I knew that if I went to Wisconsin Avenue from 27th Street, I could go down to Wisconsin. It was an absolutely incredible moment. But then one day, my mother got a phone call. And it was on the 3rd day. And they said, your son Thomas hasn't reported to class. Is there a problem? Suddenly I realized, yeah, there is. She mounted my sister in the stroller, and my sister was oversized, but she just kind of wrapped her down and pushed her and went to every single storefront on Lisbon Avenue. And literally, there I am in Chet's Variety. And Chet was this guy who had like looked like a cross between Mr. Potato Head and Nosferatu. And he had like these 4 little hairs that stuck out of his chin. And they, for 30 years, he had these same hairs and it stuck out of his chin, and it was one of those gnarly places. And all of a sudden, there I was, and my mother found me. She brought me home, and there wasn't a lot said. I immediately cried, and my father came home from work. He was from Scotland, and all I could hear was, that wee bastard, that's it, he's f***ed. The beatings commenced. My father was also a barber in the 60s and 70s when hair was really long. It was a really bad career choice. But he took a razor strap and paddled me. My mother took me to see Mrs. Dwyer the next morning. And then when I remember going into her class, she looked like a cross between Donna Reed and Lady Bird Johnson. And she was the most beautiful woman and one of the best teachers I ever had. And when my parents went to tell the story, there's the one story at the dinner table where my mother, all she would do is just, she couldn't finish the sentence. She would just be, oh, you just were, oh, so, my God, unbelievable. And my dad would finish the story by saying, you little, you never paid me back.
Thanks, Tom.
The story you just heard was recorded live at the last Exfabula event on January 19th, 2010 at the Hi-Hat Garage. Our next event in our monthly series will be held on Tuesday, February 16th at the Bayview Brewhouse on Kinnikinnick Avenue. All the information you need to know, including details about the various Exfabula story formats, dates and locations of future events, and where to suggest a future theme or find storytelling guidelines, available at exfabula.com.